13 minutes after 9 o'clock, good morning. It's a small world on the mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Bill Small. Excessive heat warning in effect till 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And coming in looking all windswept from running around, she's had a very, very busy morning, but she's here with us now. It's our friend Candy Westbrook from the, I almost said Chillicothe again. I'm such a moron. From the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. How are you this morning, young lady?
Yes, running. But I'm here. I'm good.
The important thing. You're here. How'd the breakfast go today?
Oh, packed house. Lots of great speakers. It was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Loved it. So I will tell you all about it, and then I'll share some other good highlights around the community.
That's why we're always so happy to have you here. You always have this great information.
Well, we kicked it off with our sponsor, which was Coffeeville Regional Medical Center. And Brian Lawrence, CEO, shared a few things first. Dr. Menin is back. He was formerly here in Coffeeville. He's an orthopedic surgeon.
That's my doctor.
Is that your doctor?
He's my ankle guy.
Good.
I'm seeing him this afternoon, as a matter of fact. Hi, Dr. Menin.
Yeah, we're so excited he's here. They also expanded cardiology, and they have Dr. Tinker, who recently came. And they've been working on expanding their hours, so now they can do same-day appointments. Mm-hmm. So much easier to get in and get out, hopefully. So something else he shared that I don't think necessarily everybody realizes, but there's been a lot of legislative policy changes, and now their reimbursements for Medicare has been cut.
Mm-hmm.
2% recently, and 5% is getting ready to come, which is a big cut because
for
a rural hospital especially, most of your patients are on some type of Medicare, Medicaid. So it's challenging to keep a rural hospital open, and so we are blessed we have what's
still
here.
It's darn difficult to keep a rural hospital open.
It is so crazy, and so we're so glad they're working through this and doing well. Lindsay Howerton is the Business and Industry Service Director. She came and talked a little bit too. They have a whole section just for businesses on screenings, your health techs, occupational health, you name it. Really, really good services for businesses. But they're having an open house on July 21st from 3:30 to 6:30. So if you want to learn more about what all services they offer and how they can partner, that'd be a great day to stop by. And then one other last thing from the hospital, July 8th through the 17th, they're having a prayer walk. They've got maps of different places throughout the hospital where you can do some walking and some meditation and prayer. And so that's going to be going all week. Go to their website, and you can download all that information.
It assumes a certain amount of coordination, though, to be able to walk and pray at the same time.
No, it does not.
Thinking of walking and chewing gum.
Okay, maybe so.
That was what I was thinking.
We were also blessed to have our local sheriff here today. Ron mm-hmm. Wade and Chris Williams, the undersheriff, came to talk. Some things that they're doing that are just absolutely phenomenal in my mind. They have partnered with Ford County through a grant to now offer a counselor full-time at the jail.
Mm-hmm.
Because as most of you know, and if you don't, you should realize, a lot of our crimes go back to mental health issues.
Yeah, definitely.
Big part of it. And so now they'll have a full-time counselor on site to help them. And then they have a second person getting ready to start who will actually be able to go out on certain calls to help out, like domestic abuse or even someone living in poor conditions. That counselor can be there to help with services and support. So only one of three in the state that's doing this. So shout out to our region for being proactive that way.
Definitely.
So. Doug Munn and Linda Follett came with a organization called L Heat. What is that called? Local Health Equity Action Teams. Again, it's a grant program, government program, but they work with people that need to help. Basically, a lift up,
Not a handout, up, not a handout.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're going to teach you to fish, not give you the fish. Yeah. But helping everybody out in the community, and really great program and lots of things that they're getting ready to start working on. So they were sharing a little bit about that today. So three of our first few speakers were all about just proactive helping community and not just letting things continue to deteriorate.
Right.
So I am so excited about our region.
Well, way to go to you know, throwing all this together.
Yeah, it was great to hear that. But we ended on a really good note. We got mm-hmm. to talk about fair and rodeo time. So always one of our big fun events. Started back in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around a long time.
Well before I was born.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would hope so. Yeah. But it, you know, it started actually around the fair part, the kids. It's all about the livestock.
Right.
So we do 6 counties that participate. Last year they had 971 entries. So
wow,
a lot of stuff going on with that.
And those kids are just damn serious about it too.
They do, it's a good thing for them. It teaches them so much.
Responsibility.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they take pride and lots of hard work, lots of responsibility. It's for age, it's 20 years and younger. So there are some kind of high school, college age kids there too. Lots of volunteers needed though to do it, just to work it. One thing that most everybody should know, but we still get calls on this. Last year they had to change how they did the exhibits. The exhibits are for the kids, but they used to have it an open class.
Right.
So any adult could come in and do a bake or a painting or whatever. Again, it goes back to volunteers. It takes a lot of volunteers to do that all day and night and get that set up. So they now have narrowed it down. It's just for the youth in those 6 counties that can participate. So potentially down the road, they might open it back up for the open class. But again, it's going to take extra volunteers.
Yeah.
So, and one other thing that's changes here with the Fair and Rodeo. Ottaway Carnival is the carnival we've always had every year, and the owner retired and closed down. So we have a new carnival, but actually the new carnival bought at least half the equipment from the old carnival. So it'll be a lot of the stuff that we know and love.
I love carnivals. When I was a kid, you know, just the whole smell, the sound of a carnival, the cotton candy, the caramel corn. Oh, it was just the best.
Well, that's why that week is so awesome, because you've got the rides, you've got all the food, you've got tons of vendors, and then you've got, of course, all the livestock things, and then we've got bull riding, we've got rodeo, demo derby, so just really a fun time, hottest time of the year, but that's okay, it's worth it. So
right.
Make sure you get your tickets. That'll be August 8th through the 13th, Interstate Fair and Rodeo. So
okie dokie.
Okay, some other things going on. This weekend is the big summer celebration.
Yes, it is.
And I heard today, Mike shared that we have 70 vendors, so lots of shopping.
Right.
300 cars in the car show.
Wow.
Lots for the guys to see. There's the water bouncy house things for the kiddos.
Yeah.
You know, so again, food trucks, so all kinds of food. So again, another
best kind of food, too, is just the fair food.
I know.
Yeah.
So, and then, of course, ends with the biggest fireworks show in the whole region.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it gets longer. I mean, I feel like it's an hour. It's not an hour, but that's what it feels like. It's
right.
So much they have.
A lot to see. And here, we've been busily signing folks up for the VIP tent.
Yeah.
Once a day, I throw the phone lines open, and I say, if you're my first caller, you know, we'll register you. It's like me giving you $5, but you have to use that $5 to register
a
ticket.
Right,
so
that's right.
Yeah. So
I know yesterday was the deadline, or 2 days ago. Monday. Yeah, I think Monday was the deadline. So anyway, they should be making that announcement anytime. So.
Cool.
Next Friday is the one-day sale for the Chamber Brew Fest, Hops Around Town Brew Fest. So make sure next Friday you jump online or you come by the Chamber, because that's when you're going to get those discounted tickets. And again, speaking of great events, we're talking 5 different bands, a barbecue cook-off, cornhole. I think we got 5 wineries, 3 distilleries, and 8 breweries so far. So lots to do and see. Should be a lot of fun. So
sounds like it.
It is. It's so much awesome. You probably already have been talking about this on the radio, but just we reminding everybody that July 12th is a deadline for the registration to vote.
Right.
So the primaries are coming up next month, and we need to make sure that we're all registered. The library, you can go in and they'll help you fill it out and do it. I know on the city website and the chamber website, we have links. So make sure you get out and do that. So
I think we have links on our website as well.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's usually you can find it in several different places, but just want to get everybody voting for that. A couple of events and then a few other quick announcements and I'll wrap it up. So United Methodist Church has Vacation Bible School. That is the 6th through the 9th. So that is actually
started today.
Is that today?
Yeah.
Oh, you might still be able to register, though.
Yeah.
So check that out. July 9th, the Moodoo Martial Arts Studios having a pancake fundraiser to send those kids to camp. Stop by that. And then at the end of the month, K1 is having their annual auction on July 30th. So a few different things going on in the month of July.
Month behind this here with our auction, which was just wonderfully successful.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah. I had to be gone out of town. That was the wedding day. Yeah.
Yeah. So. First things first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had to take care of that. Yeah. So. Well, welcome a new business, Silly Sisters Tropical Snow. We did a ribbon cutting last week. Uh-huh. I love that place already. A great place to go. So that is out there on the west end of town on Siggins. And then this week, we're going to the store right beside it. It's called Nacy's Helping Hands. She does a salon, and then they have makeup and jewelry. And so that will be this week. Next week, we're doing one for Donnie Miller's new guitar shop.
Ah.
And then I have another business that's in the works. So lots of ribbon cutting, which is good news.
That's a really good indicator about the health of a city's economy.
Exactly. It makes me hopeful. I know two different businesses that are getting ready to expand. So they're adding on to their company and adding employees. And then, of course, some big industries that are doing some looking and some checking out. So, yes.
And they will be announced as soon as you can.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I definitely am not one of those people that says, oh, yeah, it's coming. No.
Yeah,
got to wait till we get all the
eyes. Ducks in a row.
Yes. Some other things. Welcome to Coffeeville Community College. They have a new head softball coach. Her name is Meredith Smith. We welcome her. We're excited. And then many of you know about the Ville Pub and Grill. It's a restaurant and bar here in town. And they are bringing back their regular menu and have some new staff. So they wanted to let everybody know they're kind of getting back to some of the basics, and they're excited. So if you haven't stopped in there lately, stop in to see them.
And where are they located?
They are right there by Grace. I forgot the name of the street, but Grace Fellowship Church, right there on the north end of town, where the bowling alley is.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay.
Yes. Some other things going on. Be watching on the Coffeeville Community College Facebook page. Over the next 6 to 9 months, they're going to be doing so many activities because they're celebrating 100 years.
Yay.
So, yay, CCC. So be watching that because I know they've got lots of fun stuff that they're wanting to do to celebrate. And, man, that's good for a college.
You know, sure.
We want to celebrate something like that. And they, not only that, maybe I'm impartial because, you know, I work and live here, but... they're just an amazing college. They just do some really, really good things for our community. So I wanted to say that. The only last thing I wanted to say is if you're not subscribed to my newsletter, you need to be, especially as a business owner. This week we shared tips on how to be more concise in your writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have an issue with that. I want to write a 5-page email and then I have to learn.
Word economy.
Yes.
Using active verbs.
Yes. Keep it concise. Mm-hmm. Message clear.
Right.
And then also we shared an article about just small businesses and how your community can support you and how to help them, especially right now. Some of our small businesses, especially restaurants, are just struggling. And so as much as we can help them have their back with rising costs and horrible time finding employees.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So we just want to be patient. We want to show more love and support. And so we shared some strategies with them. But if you're on the newsletter, you got that and you got to see that. If not, make sure you sign up because it's chock full with all kinds of announcements, news, information, and help. So
how do they get subscribed to that?
So actually, you can go out to our website and there is a little link at the bottom that says, hey, I'd like to sign up to the newsletter.
Okay.
So
easy.
Yeah. Or you can just call me and say, hey, Katie, here's my email. I get
signed
up.
Sign me up. Yeah.
So, or you can stop in to pick up your fair and rodeo tickets.
And maybe have an icy.
Get an icy because it's fixed. It's the guy fixed. Finally came. Yeah. I'm so excited. We have icies. You can come in and get your Brewfest tickets. Pretty much we can point you in the right direction of everything and just come see us and shut the door really quick, though.
Yeah,
it's hot, you know.
It's like my father used to say, we're not cooling off the outside. Candy Westbrook, Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, always a pleasure having you here in the studio to brighten things up for us and tell us all the wonderful things going on here in our little neck of the woods. We'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, that sounds great. Thank you.
Here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.